Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about love. Love is scary. I know. I understand. I get it. Why some people choose to just be realists and avoid being romantics. I understand. It's scary because I think one of the most painful things that you can experience in life is giving so much love to someone, not it being reciprocated. Loving someone who chooses not to love you back, who can't love you back, who doesn't love you back. I get it, right? It's so sad and it's so scary to pour your heart out to someone who can't pour out any love to you at all. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes you were both pouring so much love to one another. And then there comes a point in life where there's so much conflict, there's so much negativity, or they just change as a person. They stop being a good, caring, loving person towards you. And then it's just you giving love and they stop giving love. So what was once there is now not there. What was once good is now bad. And you were forced to leave, or you are forced to suffer, even though you can leave because you think you're trapped. There's so many situations. And the other one is that, you know, you can love someone, you both can love each other, and it doesn't last for some reason, for some force outside of you that you can't control. It's just you can't be together like Romeo and Juliet or all these. You know, there are a bunch of movies about this. Maybe like The Notebook. Well, it was sad, but, you know, they still ended up together in a way. But there's just so much risk and so much potential conflict and so much pain that comes with love that so many of us eventually, after experiencing certain pains, try to avoid it. And I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. I think it's sad. I think it's wrong. And I know that we were meant to be on earth for love. Because as I mentioned in a lot of my podcast episodes before, that we are made by love, for love, to love. God is love. And this reflection from C.S. Lewis that I'm going to share with you today from February 2012, one of my favorite authors, he involves God, the Lord God, in his writing. It's beautiful. So let me share it with you. He said, "In a world of smartphones, text messages, Facebook, and e-dating, many are creating virtual relationships which mask a person's true identity in an attempt to protect themselves from the reality of a real relationship. They want to avoid the possible heartache and pain that can occur when love is not reciprocated. Others fill their lives with work, recreation, or entertainment in an attempt to avoid deep relationships. And yet, as we attempt to protect ourselves, we become less human and wander farther from the Creator's purpose for our lives, which is to love both God and neighbor as ourselves." In his book, The Four Loves, C.S. Lewis writes, "To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully around the hobbies. With hobbies and little luxuries, avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in a casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The alternative to tragedy, or at least the risk of tragedy, is damnation. the only place outside heaven where you can be perfectly safe from all dangers and perturbations of love is hell.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
That was beautiful. That was powerful. That was real. And it's so relatable. Because, man, how many times have I personally thought that, you know what? Maybe I'll just stop feeling. I'll just completely focus on my career. I'll just completely focus on myself. And yes, those are important things, right? Your career, your relationship with your friends, your family, yourself. And yes, we'll have all forms of love with those people. But a lot of us suffer from the fear of getting into a romantic relationship again, because most of us have been hurt more in that aspect, in that field of love. I mean, we all have problems perhaps with our relationship with family members or our relationship with friends or our relationship with ourselves. But in this aspect, you know, I'm talking about romantic love. I see a lot of content on social media encouraging people to just harden their hearts, right? And I'm saying this right now, like I wasn't influenced by that at a time in my life. Of course I was. You know, it was something that helped fuel the beginning of my self-improvement journey. I was going through so much like years ago when I started my self-improvement journey, just everything, almost every aspect of my life. But another part of it was also in the romantic field. So it definitely influenced how tough I got. But I'm so grateful that I didn't allow that fear of love to completely harden my heart. And I was able to feel it multiple times after that pain that I experienced. And it's beautiful. And sometimes truly it doesn't last a while. Sometimes you meet people and they're just there for a season. And sometimes it's so beautiful and magical, out of your mind, you can't put it into words. Maybe God just let you guys meet for a reason, for a purpose greater than yourselves, that you just have to be grateful for it. And you just have to live it out. And you just have to see it for what it is and embrace it while it's there. Because when you feel something real, something worthwhile, I think you have to grasp onto it fully, completely, wholeheartedly, graciously, be grateful for it. Pour as much, in a wise way, as much as you possibly can into it, in a way that won't make you a martyr, in a way that won't make you and the other person suffer, but in a way that will add value and love and light and hope into your lives. Grasp it, nourish it, thank God for it, and do the most that you can with it, with love. You know, it's not promised. You never know how long you'll have with someone, your friendships, your relationships, anything in life. It's a temporary world. The clock is ticking for everyone. But I think there are these little nuggets of beauty, of magic that God gives us to experience. I always say that we're not humans having a spiritual experience or spirits having a human experience, right? And one of the most beautiful parts of this human experience is loving someone, giving love to someone and receiving love from someone. I believe it's something that we all yearn for. Our souls yearn for it. And yes, God provides, you can't compare it with anyone else's love, but there are people that come into our lives that give us that other love that we're seeking, that spark a fire within us, that motivate us, that bring us joy. And I think we need to see that as a blessing from God. Yes, it can bring us pain eventually. Yes, it can, you know, add worry in our lives. We can get anxious from it. But I think if we live in the present moment, see it for what it is, do our best with it, nourish it to the best of our abilities, and try to add value in each other's lives, then it can be worth our time, it can be worth our energy, and it can truly embody something that is a blessing from God. Is this me telling you to take that risk? Pray and discern, my friend. I am not God. I cannot grant you the wisdom you need to discern. Ask God for wisdom. And let me tell you, the other day I begged God for wisdom to discern about a certain thing in my life. I prayed for His mercy, compassion, grace, wisdom, strength, and peace to discern truly what to say, what to do, and who to be in a certain situation. And the next day, I got exactly that. And I handled myself so graciously and with so much love and compassion, and exactly what I prayed for. But the way that I prayed was with so much humility and surrender. I feel like it is in those times when I pray like that, like a child with childlike faith, realizing my limitations and completely relying everything else to God. It is those times when I'm like, God, I really don't know, but you do. And so I'm doing my best, please do the rest. When my prayers are something along those lines, I really truly get the answers that I need. And I want to encourage you to have that childlike faith too, to discern what to do in life. Not just with love, maybe with career also, maybe with friendships, maybe with whatever decision you have to make, ask God first. You know, you can't fully rely on other people to give you advice because we're all just people too. But yeah, ask for counseling, ask for support from family, friends, but ultimately ask from God and take the risk. If you discern that it's worth taking the risk, take the risk and just try. Do your best and trust that God will do the rest. With all of that said, my friend, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. Share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.